Hello and welcome to the Occult London podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as other topics. In this series, we will be exploring the symbolism mysteries of the tarot in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each week, we will be looking at a different tarot card. These are meant to be short introductions, so will not be an exhaustive examination of them, but rather a taster to get you started and thinking. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk. In this episode, we will be discussing the tarot card of the Hierophant, which is another very interesting card and has lots of symbolism on it. To begin the episode, we will, as usual, go through the key attributes or correspondences from Greer's Path of Wisdom book, which I would highly recommend to anybody who is looking for an introduction to the tarot from the relation of the Tree of Life. So the letter of the path, the Hebrew letter of the path, is Vav, which is nail. The name of God is Adonai. The astrological correspondence is Taurus, the bull. The tarot correspondence is the Hierophant. And the esoteric title is Magus of the Eternal Gods. The path text from the Sefer Yetzirah is the 16th path is the triumphant or eternal intelligence, so called because it is the pleasure of the glory, beyond which no other glory like to it. And it is called also the paradise prepared for the righteous. The mythological principle is the keeper of wisdom. The experience of the path is the pilgrimage to temples, mountain hermitages and similar places. Imagery drawn from birth, sex, death and other basic biological processes. Communication of wisdom teachings, visions of all time. Entities of the path include ancient wise beings, not always or entirely human, priestly figures engaged in ritual or teaching. The magical image is an arch of intense red-orange bearing the letter Vav in brilliant white on its keystone. The door in the arch bears the image of the trump. The colours in Atzeluth is red-orange, in Bria is deep indigo, in Yetzirah is deep warm olive, and Desire is rich brown. So moving on to some of the basic Kabbalistic symbolism of the path. So this is the path that connects the Sefer of Chochmah, wisdom and Chesed, mercy. So therefore it can be seen as a card of power and an active force descending down from the juggernaut of Chochmah. And obviously the more kind of consolidating, expanding sphere of Chesed. The path, therefore, can be seen as kind of a harmonising force that mediates the raw, unbridled power of Chochmah as it descends down the Tree of Life. And this is described well by Cicero when he describes it as being the harmonious influence of the divine energy as it is passed between these two similar spheres on the Pillar of Mercy. And that is from a Garden of Pomegranates. The Hebrew letter also gives us a lot more clues as to some of the aspects of this particular path. So as we can see, the harmonising element represented in the Hebrew letter is Vav or nail. A nail is, as we all know, something that joins two things together, such as wooden planks. So without a nail, a house would fall down, which shows us an importance of kind of considering these symbols. So there's a correspondence here between the nail and the 18th path, which is Bina to Geburah, which we'll be covering in another week. In that path is Cheth, which is fence. So the nail is what holds the fence together. Dolores Ashcroft mentions this when she says the following about this path. It drives home the lesson that it must be the divine will that comes before all else. That will is implanted within the fence, like a seed within the womb. And that's from the Shining Paths, which is a kind of active meditation guided visualization book, which is definitely worth checking out. So in this sense, the divine will represented by the nail is driven into the world or into the fence. So the nail becomes the divine energy similar to the dove. And it fills our consciousness and kind of enables us to see through the haze. So the nail of Vau is the child of this union of Yo and He in the Tetragrammaton, but also the sense kind of symbolises this sacrifice of the transmutation from one form to another. So sort of death, rebirth here, concepts of, you know, Christ being nailed to the cross of matter, or Odin being nailed to the tree Yggdrasil. So we nail ourselves in order to gain great knowledge and great wisdom. As we've already seen, the astrological symbol of the path is Taurus. So Taurus is the bull of the stars, and as we've seen, kind of carries a lot of the symbolism of Chochmah and its force aspects. However, it also represents the bull cherub of the four holy living creatures, from which from the vision of Ezekiel, which goes as follows. I saw a tempestuous wind coming from the north, and there was a huge cloud and flashing fire surrounded by a bright light. And from the midst of the fire was something that looked like an electrum. Within it were what looked like four living creatures, and the appearance of each was like that of a human. Each one had four faces and four wings. Their feet were straight, and the soles of their feet were like those of a calf. And they were shining like the glow of burnished copper. They had human hands under their wings on all four sides, and the four of them had faces and wings. Their wings were touching one another. They would not turn when they went. They would each go straight forward. Their face had had that appearance. Each of the four had a man's face, with a lion's face on the right, a bull's face on the left, and each of the four had an eagle's face. That is how their faces were. Their wings were spread out above them. Each had two wings that were touching one another, and two wings covering their bodies. The bull, from a magical perspective, obviously represents Earth in its strongest and most balanced form, but also can be attributed to the throat chakra, which is interesting, as this makes it part of the human speech apparatus. So obviously something there that's quite interesting. If we look at the symbolism of the tarot as well, we can see from the above correspondences, one of the titles of the path is the Magus of the Eternal. But what does that mean? So if we think back to our discussion on the magician from this series, we discovered that the magician is essentially like a psychopomp, so it can mediate between higher and lower levels. And this is a very similar concept with this particular path. So as you've already discussed, the path mediates the force of Chochmah into Chesed and makes it more usable and safe. So the Hierophant acts as a kind of intermediary between the divine and the earth, symbolized by Taurus. If we think about this in relation to the concept of the Pope or kind of other religious leaders, then it becomes instantly clear that the Pope is not necessarily in a literal way, but meant to represent that sort of divine on earth. So he's like the messenger or the transmitter of the power, or what you could call kind of an alchemical wedding between higher and lower selves. And this is what Knight says when he says, "The eternal is in Keter and the unmanifest, and is brought into manifestation through Chochmah, and thence to the individuality, for transmission to earth by the everyday life of the personality." So the Hierophant is essentially passing secret knowledge down to those who are worthy of it and prepared for it. And in this sense, kind of we, the viewer of the, our two priests who kind of kneel at the priest's feet. So, you know, the lesson of the path is really sort of train ourselves to achieve that stillness and quiet, the inner peace of contemplation, so that you can hear that voice that's calling inside. It's also about kind of training intuition so that we can obviously make contact with those inner plane contacts and find teachers to teach us. So paradoxically, it's also kind of anti-organized religion. It's sort of telling us to go inwards, seek knowledge of ourselves within, as the kind of ancient oracles wrote, Nothi Sutton, or know thyself. Mythology, gods and goddesses of the path. Obviously, it's got quite a lot of crossovers with the magician. Any kind of mythological priests would be relevant with this particular path. So figures such as Osiris or Asar or Frigg from the Norse tradition, as well as obviously kind of goddesses of wisdom, would be relevant. There's a lot of things we could explore there, but we're out of time now. So hope everyone's enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show and you'll never miss one. And also, it'd be great if you can give us some positive feedback on iTunes. Hope to speak to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.